worldwide podcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 2 with verses 18 through 22. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to him and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." Makes sense to me. Jesus was surrounded by disciples who would learn to fast once he was risen and ascended, causing them to hear the parables of the old and the new, where nothing seems to fit in place after shrinkage and stretching occurs, making it impossible to sew something new to something old. Wine was something you didn't waste, learning early that the new wine deserves new skins to hold fresh wine to prevent it from causing the skins to burst. Jesus was the new that covered all sins humanity grew, as we learn that fasting is becoming one with Christ in suffering, overcoming what we do as a recluse, where witches keep secret things that can ruin me and you. You have become a new creature in Christ, allowing the old to be shed away and the new to redeem all sins as waste, prepared to face the God of the living and the dead without haste as taste. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying, as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others. We're dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richman. We pray for the Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel, chapter 2. We're in verses 18 through 22 today. Our practice gives us a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem, ongoing in areas. It's titled, "Fast Not, Disciples." Fast accustomed John's disciples. Pharisees, too. Objections Jesus received from the people. Fast not, disciples, yours seem untrue. Them answered Jesus with youth. Fast not, guests of a wedding feast. They are with the bridegroom as proof. Fast not while with bridegroom in the least. Away taken bridegroom, coming days, Day that fast will loom, only way to pray will they. Cloak old gets not cloth unshrunken, pulling newness is a fullness remaining not one. Old from the new becomes a malfunction, worse gets tear you can't shun. Wineskins likewise render the same true, holding not wine fresh from within, old skins bursting from wine anew, ruining both from fresh wine, needs new skin to begin. Amen. I'm Tom Shilcruz Wiggins. It's August 5th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us today on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven as we close today and Universal Utterings. We say a good shout out to our good friends John and Marie as we close in the name of Jesus, thanking Him for all things, that no matter what the situation may be, we know that in Jesus we find a peace unsurpassed by any situation. And in that silence, we call on His name. God bless you. Jesus. 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 Amen.